This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Mishnayis l'nishmas my father, Moshe Yitzchak ben Dov, also l'schus refuah shalem for kol choyli am Yisrael, also l'schus kol am Yisrael, especially those who are nesunim b'tzara v'shivya. We're up to Meseches Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tes. And we're talking about somebody who makes a shavuah. We learned that there are two types of shavuahs, a shavuas bitui and a shavuas shav. And that the shavuas bitui is when someone says something and doesn't do it. Or he says that he did it and he didn't do it, right? And a shavuas shav is somebody that is swearing on something that's inherently false, meaning that he says that he's not going to be mekayim a mitzvah, or he's going to be over an avera, or something that's really not the truth about something physically. Shavuas. So now let's learn about this. We're going to talk now about two conflicting shavuas. He swears once, and then he swears the second time in the opposite. Shavuas she'oichel kikerzu. He swears that he will eat this particular piece of bread. Shavuas she'lo'yachlena. And then he says that he makes a shavuah that he will not eat it. Now, those two are conflicting with each other. So the second one is now being over an avera. So harishon shavuas bitui. The first one is a shavuas bitui if he doesn't do it. Vashnia shavuas shav. And the second one is he's over avera if he's not listening to his first shavua. So what happens? Achola, if he did eat it, over al shavuas shav. He's over on the second one only, and that's shavuas shav. Lo achola, if he did not eat it, over al shavuas bitui. He's also over both of them. On Shavuos Shav, which is the second one, but on Shavuos Bitui, on the first one, because he uttered something that he didn't end up doing. Yasher Koyach, and have a great day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.